Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A couple glasses of wine last night with dinner, not feeling 100%, but I'm curing that right now with some pure still blackberry spiked still water from our buddy there at the Omaha Tap House, and including a lot of great food.
Oh, food, yes.
I like this because I'm not a big White Claw guy because I'm a dude. I don't like the carbonation crap, you know?
Yeah, and I don't like soda water. And yeah. All that stuff tastes like soda water.
Yeah, me too. But this stuff's...
this is good.
No carbonation.
Zero bubbles.
4.5.
Made with coconut water.
I was looking for Advil, but this might do it.
I just wanted water.
Yeah.
It's just the same.
Yeah. But it's water with the alcohol in it, apparently. We'll find out.
Yeah.
So that's just coconut water?
And mine's blackberry coconut water, yeah. Or I don't know if it's coconut. It's all coconut water, right?
Yeah. That's what it says, yeah.
Based in?
Made with coconut water.
Oh. Made with.
Made a mule with the Herm Edwards show last night.
Yeah, man. You drink mules every night, so you never hung over, are
No,
you?
I don't.
Okay.
So I was annoyed.
Saw that's not
this
like you.
Thing on the web, and, you know, hey, try our... these fantastic Moscow Mule mugs.
Yep.
And they were very expensive.
Yeah.
And they were copper.
All
on
copper.
The outside.
Just the outside.
Stainless steel on the inside.
That's not right. That's not a true Moscow Mule mug. No.
So I was offended by this. And
especially if they're
offended. So much so that I remembered.
The expensive one should be entire copper.
That's what I thought.
And the best bars have, like, old-looking Moscow Mule mugs.
Don't you put your credit card down for those anymore? People walk out with them.
You should.
Yeah, I've been to places. Either a credit card or your ID.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Just don't rip things off, you idiot.
Yeah.
How about that? How about be a real person?
It's only the grown-ups that do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's never the kids.
Of course it's
kids
grown-ups.
Are always scared.
Yeah.
It's the adults.
Right.
And you can always count on drunks to make good decisions.
Right. That's right.
Damn right. We have for years.
That's right.
I made all my best decisions drunk. Omaha Tap House, two locations in our fair city here. And we had a lot of great food this morning, including some wings.
So White Claw, for instance, is one of the hard seltzers, one of the spiked sparkling
white
waters.
White Girl. Just call it White Girl. Why
and
not, man?
I saw a picture of some guy. Getting the White Claw tattoo the other day.
Well, he's not a guy anymore. He's out of the guy
no
club.
No laws.
He's not in the He-Man woman-hating club. You can't no laws when you're a white guy. That doesn't work. Pete, a lot of you've seen guys drink that crap. Anybody
yeah, know? I don't care. I mean, whatever makes people happy.
Whatever.
You
know,
if that's
know.
What they need, yeah, get it whatever. In. I'm not going to judge them.
Yes, you are.
I will judge you.
No. Silently.
I mean, not off of what they're drinking. I don't.
You can drink what you want.
I don't care. Have what you like. Yeah. Just don't be an asshat once you have, you know, 5 to 6 of them.
That's right.
That's all I care about.
That's right.
So White Claw is made through fermentation like beer.
Fermentation.
But starting from a base of sugar instead of cereal grains like barley, then carbonated water flavor.
That
what
it is. Okay.
Because White Claw is brewed like beer, It is taxed like beer.
Okay.
Beer is taxed in the United States. It's a much lower rate than spirits. If you made a product similar to White Claw by mixing vodka with seltzer and then putting that in a can, a six-pack would be subject to almost $2 in additional taxes.
Vodka.
When sold in some places. So they make flavored beverages for the U.S. market by brewing instead of distilling. So that's the difference just because of the price.
This stuff here I'm drinking right now would get dangerous for white chicks or just... Because this is just pure water. You're drinking
like water.
You're drinking water.
And I didn't drink last night, and I still can't detect alcohol in it.
Neither can I. Yeah. I can't. No. Well,
what's the
but
percentage?
It's there.
4.5.
Yeah.
Well, 4.5. It's a beer.
Right. Okay, it's like beer.
Coors Light's 4.1, isn't it?
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
It's 4.5. And it tastes like water.
It does.
With a little flavoring in it.
Yeah.
You could drink a 24 of these and see what happens.
Whatever happens after 24 beers, it probably happens.
Yeah. Let's go with 12. Let's start with 12 first. That would be a test, though. Sit around and drink these all day. Because it's basically water.
I think you could. I mean, you could
Well, you could. Because there's no carbonation. You know? You know how beer bloats you? Now, a bunch of water eventually bloats you, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think even the fizzy stuff bloats you after a while.
Exactly. This is pure. It's not, you know.
Yeah, ice cold on a hot day.
Or just regular day like here inside
or,
the building in October.
Or weather irrelevant and thirsty.
if you are alive, that's it. Any time of the day if you're alive.
Then you mix it with some vodka. Make it a little better.
I don't think I would have to do that. You're right. I would probably do that, so I wouldn't have to drink as many.
Oh, you wouldn't have to.
My problem is, I mean, not my problem. I like to get a buzz quicker now than I used to.
Oh, that's a problem.
I know that. But only because most of the time I'm done after a while. I'm not spending the whole night out, you know, like the old days.
Right. So you get it going and then
I get it going and get it on and then quit. You know, my problem is I'll do that when I plan on being out later, and that's stupid because then you're ripped within the first half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Are they good for hydration? Because I keep reading all these hydration studies.
I was wondering, this feels like it would be good for hydration, but it's got alcohol in it, and alcohol's not good for hydration.
Coconut water is.
Yeah, but we're mixing with it, but it's 4.5.
Yeah, here's a list that says water.
Try one, guys. Everybody's doing it.
Water is the best drink to fight hydration. However, I read a piece on CNN yesterday that said skim milk.
I bet you water is better than that.
No, they had water ranked at like 13.
Oh, so basically Gatorade or something like that?
No.
That vitamin water?
That was down the list, too. You know, the Pedialyte, the
Gatorade. Yeah, we did this story.
The electrolyte
about
stuff.
About how milk is better hydrating. It's just because of all the stuff in there.
Yeah.
It helps to your body to hold on to the water.
I understand that.
Skim milk
but
in
if
particular.
I exercise, I don't want to drink milk because I'll get sick and I'll puke. I would like to drink water.
I haven't tried Body Armor.
Yeah.
It's made with coconut water
as well.
That's
excellent.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
We buy that too, Puss. I love that stuff.
They got.
I wish I had alcohol in it now. That's what this is.
They've got like a sugar-free one practically. Yep. It's delicious.
It's zero calories.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Little pricier than regular Gatorade.
It
but
is.
I like it.
No, yeah, good. We buy that too, Puss.
Yeah.
And then I keep seeing on a commercial that
this stuff's called Pure Still. The stuff I'm drinking right now.
Chocolate milk is...
And I wouldn't drink a Coors Light this time in the morning
good
on the show.
Because that'd be wrong. Workout drink.
Yeah, for the protein after you've lifted and worked out.
Yeah, I know you've done a story, Craig, but I keep seeing different liquids pop up as the best for hydration. There's always a different study. Nutrition science does 180s all the time.
That's true.
Recently, we found out that meat's okay.
Is it again?
Well, that was the latest thing.
Yeah.
And it was only that they said it was better than we may have thought it was.
We thought it was, right.
How's coffee these
days?
Coffee's
okay. I saw something yesterday about, you know, 3 cups, that's bad.
I try and limit myself to a pot a day.
You say a pot or just pot a day?
Both.
Right.
You know, the dumb thing is I drink more coffee on the weekends than I do...
Really?
On these, on week mornings? Because I'm not trying to plan for a nap in the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sometimes they say that caffeine nap is a good one.
Yeah, if
I would see. For me, caffeine means no nap.
Yeah, I've read that too, because it takes.
I'm gonna try a pure still nap today. See what happens
for the power nap. You drink your coffee, you lay down, and then 20 minutes later, the caffeine kicks
in. Yeah, but that always sucks, though, man. You don't
I don't like
logging.
No, I don't like that feeling.
No,
I'll drink a whole pot of coffee myself on a Saturday
or
Sunday.
We're talking to most people that don't nap. Pretty much all of our audience doesn't nap, so they always laugh at us, and they should.
Yeah, try it if you can. It's great.
But they don't. They can't.
Especially on like a cloudy, rainy fall day.
Or
that's
just
a great
nice,
day for a nap.
Beautiful sunny day. It's nice, too.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says that last month, September.
Morons, a lot of them.
Tied for the warmest September.
No, I saw somewhere on Facebook that says that it's not happening.
Here's the thing. They say, NOAA says that September tied for the warmest September, but to be fair, it is only the warmest September since they began recording temperatures.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And that was
in 1880.
I was going to say, late 1800s, they started actually keeping track.
So you can't trust that.
No,
I got to ask my buddy, who I don't pay attention to on Facebook.
There you go.
Because they're not educated pretty much in anything.
So he would know.
There's no bachelor's degree in anything. But he can tell me what these guys are doing wrong.
Yeah, don't listen to the meteorologists.
No,
hell the hell
no.
Do they know?
Nothing. Didn't go to school, nothing.
This was tied for the warmest September. The only other September that was just as
hot was
2015.
See? What about 16 and 17 and 18? It's pretty fine, wasn't it?
No.
No, it wasn't.
Last month was also the 43rd consecutive September and 417th consecutive month overall, with temperatures above the 20th century average.
Petey's over here just basically assing himself.
Is he okay?
No, he's leaning over. It was a solid long one, too.
I think some of that got on the window here. Cut that off.
Oh, my God.
What does Noah know, Craig?
Bunch of morons, as far as I know.
And it's morons, too, by the
right.
way.
Right. Right.
Bunch of morons.
Tim Yost out of Oklahoma City.
Uh-oh. Love our Oklahoma stories.
Married to Rochelle Yost. But they apparently had an open relationship with this other woman, Amanda.
Oh, yes. If you're going to have one, better be another woman.
Amanda Breeze. Right. But Amanda said she got tired of being the other woman.
She wanted Tim to herself?
She wanted Tim to herself.
Yeah, Tim's a piece of ass, I bet.
So Tim rode his motorcycle over.
Oh, he's in a cycle. That means he's cool.
Yeah. He rode it over to Amanda's house. He lives with her now. He left the wife and three kids.
Oh man.
Homewrecker.
I saw my wife had Dr. Phil another day. It was one of those open relationships. It was a dumpy housewife with two dumpy dudes she's banging. And one's the husband and one's the other guy she's banging. And the husband's okay with the open relationship. And Dr. Phil says, I don't like Dr. Phil, but he did have a good point. He goes, I've been doing this a long time. How many people I've met where open relationships work? None.
Yeah, I believe it.
He said none.
Get real. But I think more and more people are trying it.
Oh, they're trying it because they're bored with their in the bedroom. But this is what happens.
I know that's
the guy's a piece of ass, and both chicks want you.
One of the biggest
we know how it works.
Google searches is open relationships.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you Google
open
that?
Marriages.
It's like living in a tiny home. It's fine for a while, but it's not a long term solution. No. Eventually, it's going to break.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hence the news item.
So why is that even a news item? Why that just sounds like a
because
personal
we haven't
story.
Gotten to the rest of the story.
Oh,
y'all, wait a second.
No, I like digging into it early because I know something else is going to happen. That wouldn't be in the news.
Under the assumption this is a cautionary tale.
It can be.
Is somebody dead now?
No.
All right.
You don't kill people over this sort of thing.
Yeah, you do. Somebody's balls are cut off.
You just run over them.
Uh-oh. Let's hear the rest.
So he left the wife and kids and went over to Amanda's house to live with her. Well, he and Amanda then started griping about, you know, the dishes and cleaning
and
up.
And why are you going to go see your kids? And, I don't want your kids over here.
No, it was basically about him cleaning up.
Right.
He didn't do the dishes. He didn't do this. Right. He didn't do that.
Grass wasn't greener, right?
So he said, I'm leaving.
Going back.
I'm leaving.
I'm taking my Harley across town. Or did he have a different kind of
bike? I think it may have been.
Yeah.
So he calls the wife.
It was a Harley.
So he calls the wife, says, honey, I'm coming home. Come
Mama,
get my stuff. We're going.
I'm coming home.
Mama, I'm coming home. Right.
I'm getting my stuff. We're going. So Amanda didn't care for this. And so she allegedly hit the back of Tim Yost's motorcycle on purpose.
On the way over there.
On the way back home.
Oh, he followed her. She followed him over there.
Yes.
Huh?
She hit the back of his bike on purpose and sent him flying across the pavement.
Man.
Rochelle, the wife, then hit Amanda's car, and the two of them, the two women, got out and started fighting and wrestling in the median of the highway.
They both love me.
Nice.
Tim ended up going to the hospital. The two women were taken to jail. Here is Tim Yost.
You know, she didn't want to be the other woman. Like, she's pissed and this is happening. She jumped on her like a spider monkey and just took her to the ground. I mean, and she's just beating the snot out of her. And she's delivering these hammer fist blows to Amanda's face, just, I mean, just rocking her world.
This guy.
Like a spider monkey.
This guy. I love it. He's just, like, into it.
Yeah. He is. That's pretty descriptive.
He's never been this popular in his life.
He thought he was watching, like, a Glow episode or something.
Yeah, I've never seen a spider monkey fight, so I don't know what their style is.
But I love the fact that he's just basically saying, well, who wouldn't want to fight over this? That's what he's saying, yeah. You know?
Everybody got booked, or the women got booked, and then they're out of jail. They got out of jail. The wife, for some reason, and there's no word on why, the wife is back in jail after posting bail on this other deal.
Well, you know, this guy. What's
no
Tim?
One is saying why, but the wife is back in jail.
Tim can't go too long without a lady, so he's going to go back and bang the other chick till the wife gets back out.
Well, she's going to go over and bang him.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Tim ain't going to go too long without a lady because she's in OKC with a Harley.
Yeah.
So there's pictures, there's mugshots.
What do the women look like?
Beat?
Like,
because they beat each other?
Okay, take away the bruises. Are they hot?
No.
Oh.
Sure.
Craig says they're fat.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said they're wide.
Okay, thank you, Petey. Usually that's it's hand in hand. You don't see skinny people that are wide.
Damn, Petey.
I know. You're ripping it this morning.
Oh, man, sorry.
You might have to burn those.
They're both
jeans.
Big girls? So it wasn't a spider monkey because they were big girls, right?
Yeah, it should have been
a large spider monkey.
Like a couple tapirs fighting in the street.
An orangutan or something. Some bigger kind of primate.
Right. Yeah.
Couple of silverbacks.
God dang.
He wasn't arrested. So he's not arrested.
I
guarantee he's a skinny dude with tattoos.
You're wrong.
Oh, he's a fat guy too?
Yeah.
All right. Roll it around. Did they have threesomes or are they just open relationships?
No word on that.
Yeah.
Just an open relationship.
Yeah, that stuff's not in the police report.
Yeah.
No, it didn't seem like those two women were into each other.
Well, not then.
Well, not at that point.
No, you're right. I bet you it was just like he's allowed to date both of them.
Not after Amanda...
Hug and kiss.
Ran over the bike. Let's see if... earlier, I heard some audio that didn't really translate well. Let's see if you can hear this. This is when someone had called into 911.
Oh,
and said that the one woman had run the other, had run the guy over.
You know what? They had to stop and breathe during that fight. You know they did. They had to go, hang on.
Oh. Time out.
They both put their hands on their knees, went, fucking, okay, you bitch.
Fixing their bra straps, pulling up their pants.
One of the women has obvious bruising on her face.
Who knows if that came from the fight?
Yeah,
yeah. The 911 caller was not as descriptive. Did not include spider monkey and hammer fists.
No, she did. She did include bitch though.
Well, of course,
because
they're both bitches.
What you heard was the one woman yelling, "I didn't run him over," and then the 911 caller said, "Yes, you did, bitch. I watched you." That's what those 4 seconds were that you couldn't really tell.
I loved it.
So that's the sad
mug shots
story.
Of all of them. Then, so he wasn't arrested, was he?
Just
no,
chicks.
Mug shots of the two. But a week later, he did an interview with the TV station.
Because I love this interview. That guy is hip. He's cool. Yeah, fighting each other with me, man. Pretty cool.
Pretty descriptive. Get him a UFC. So, yeah, calling a UFC or
one like they were fighting over a hoagie. Yeah. That's what happened there.
He's going to call some local MMA fights now. Because he was quite descriptive.
They might call him in for the dementia fights.
Oh, yeah. They need a guy for that.
Well, take that call if you're in an open relationship that went bad. And we know you're out there. And you'd like to share Wichita, you hear me.
Right. We'll also take that call if
you hear me, Wichita.
You've been
you
in an open relationship for 20 years and everybody's happy.
We are curious. We want to hear this.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Great. Absolutely.
We want hope.
Oh, is that what you're saying? Craig said that.
We want to give hope
to people
who want to do this.
Right.
Yeah. We want to have hope to give people.
Or people who have just embarked on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're talking to some of those.
Yeah, open doesn't mean threesomes. I think that means the guy's allowed, he just has two different girlfriends.
Well, I think in a wife and a relationship, the woman is also allowed to explore.
Yes.
In a true
we don't know about that.
True open. Yeah. Truly open. These two seem to have an open relationship with the one. If you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The couple, the original couple.
Yeah, we don't know there's any lesbian thing happening.
With kids.
Though. We just think the guy was stepping out.
We're not sure.
Yeah,
they apparently had an open relationship with her.
There's no mention of the wife having a boyfriend, though.
No,
but they say it's an open relationship with this woman.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Their
she
pictures
was around.
Are up now. You can check them out.
Right.
Sounds like.
But then Amanda got tired of being the other woman, so I don't know how it all plays out.
Well, because he's a piece
of ass.
You got
a feel for Amanda.
No, I feel for the dude, man.
It just sounds like a recipe for messy.
Sounds like a recipe for Oklahoma.
Yeah, that is Oklahoma.
And 49 other states.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's every state. But it comes out of Oklahoma a lot. Wichita, come on. Give us a call.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.